in this bulletin. The federal government urges adult Australians to get a booster dose for maximum protection amid continuing high numbers of COVID-19 cases. The Coalition plays down a new poll that shows their support has plummeted months out from the federal election. And in sport, Manchester United's England international Mason Greenwood has been arrested. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Eligibility requirements have changed for booster shots today from 4 to 3 months. The federal government is stepping up its calls for Australians to get their third vaccine dose amid growing evidence that it provides better protection against COVID-19 than two doses. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says at least 49% of Australians are now eligible and they should not delay.
We know that there are approximately 18 million doses available and we have the capacity to inoculate everybody who is eligible, and we would encourage people to come forward. The simple message is, if you haven't previously been eligible, or you are eligible and you haven't come forward for your first dose or your second dose or your booster, now's the time. Please don't wait.
The Coalition has shrugged off the results of a news poll that shows support has plummeted even further with a federal election expected in mere months. The news poll conducted for the Australian newspaper shows the opposition is ahead 56 to 44 on a two-party preferred basis, the Coalition's worst polling performance since September 2018, and Labor's primary vote is up 3 points to 41%. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has told the ABC it's too early to write off the government just yet. Victoria is holding its first public hearing today as part of a parliamentary inquiry into the support available for older Victorians from migrant and refugee backgrounds. Almost 50 submissions have been received by the inquiry. The Commissioner for Senior Victorians, Gerard Mansour, was the first to speak this morning, telling the inquiry that age discrimination, the digital divide between younger and older Victorians, mental health and elder abuse were key challenges impacting upon diverse older Victorians. He says reporting elder abuse is particularly an acute problem.
Older people from culturally diverse communities can face additional challenges to recognising and reporting abuse because of language barriers, cultural norms and expectations.
To overseas news now, the Taliban and its allies have reportedly killed scores of former Afghan officials, security force members and people who work with the international military since the US-led withdrawal. The killings are documented in a report by United Nations Secretary Antonio Guterres to the UN Security Council. His report paints a picture of revenge attacks and worsening living conditions for the country's 39 million people, despite an end of combat with the Taliban's takeover in August. To sport, Manchester United's England international Mason Greenwood has been arrested on suspicion of rape and assault after a woman posted visual and audio allegations on social media of an incident. Police have released a statement confirming a man in his 20s was arrested but did not name Greenwood. The Premier League club says the 20-year-old forward will not return to training or play matches until further notice. And a member of Australia's Winter Olympics team who received a positive PCR test on arrival ahead of the Beijing 2022 Games has now tested negative. The unnamed person, who is believed to be an athlete, went into isolation after the airport test and underwent a second test in Beijing, which has come back negative. The team member will now undergo a final test today, which will allow them to return to their usual routine if it is again negative. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 34. Adelaide, much the same, 35 degrees. Melbourne, humid, partly cloudy, 30. Hobart, humid, becoming sunny, 25. Canberra, a shower or two, 29. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 27. Sydney, a possible shower, 29. Newcastle, similar conditions, 28. Brisbane, a possible shower, 32. Cairns, also a shower, possible, 32. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm, 31 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.